News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Rental supply will be further constricted if we do not discontinue rent pressure zones and indefinite tenancies. That is the warning this morning from the Irish Property Owners Association. And Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, and Rory Hearn, lecturer in social policy at Maynooth and Social Democrat candidate for Europe, both join us now on this morning. Pat, do you agree with the Irish Property Owners Association, rent pressure zones and indefinite tenancies actually lowering supply and pushing up rents?
Good morning, Ciara. And I can tell you, I don't have to take out my hair straightener with me for obvious reasons. But yes, I certainly do agree with the Irish Home IPOV or IPOA at this particular time. And we've been saying this for quite a while. These restrictions are crippling the market at the moment, and they have since they came in 8 years ago. And it's time to get rid of them. There's absolutely no doubt about that, and enough evidence there to show it as well.
Okay, let me put that to Rory. Rory, they're not helping, they're hindering, and they are driving small landlords in particular out of the market. They need to go.
Well, I think that we have to look at the evidence on this. The rents in this country are absolutely beyond the affordability of many, many people. Renters are really, really struggling. The idea that rents should be allowed to increase beyond the existing 2% cap on rents is just mind-boggling. When we look at, for example, in Dublin now, the average rent is €2,000 a month, the average rent. And it's important to say that there's a number of issues in this. I would be in favour of actually a reform of the rent pressure zone rules, because I don't think they're being effective enough. And it's important to point out that there are existing, we now have figures for existing rents and for new rents. And what the existing rents show is that they're not hugely, there's not a massive gap between existing rents and new market rents now. They have increased. So when we look at, for example, nationally, the new rent for average market rent is in the region of 1,600 a month. The new rent is about 1,350. So there's a 17% gap. So if Pat is saying we want to get rid of the rent pressure zone, effectively he's saying allow rents increase as they will. And the question is, at what point are rents too much? They're already too much. So I don't understand what Pat is saying. How will renters be able to pay for rents that increase further?
Pat, what are you saying? Are you saying let the market dictate, and if they just go upwards and upwards, what will happen?
I'll tell you exactly what I'm saying. And Rory is correct that that figure of 17% has been taken by the RTB. And it is correct, that figure. But that figure is only going back as far as 2022, where if you went back to 2016, you could find 100% of a difference there, not 17%. And easy knowing that you would use this figure of 17%, because it's only for 1.5 years at the moment. That's as far as the RTB have gone back. So why the rent is €2,000 in Dublin at the moment is quite simple. And if Rory stood back and looked at this, he would see this himself, because no new properties is coming to the market. And the reason they're not coming to the market is because there's too much restriction, and the properties that are in the market at the moment, many landlords are renting their properties way under the rent. They're not getting market rent for their properties, and the market needs to relax and let those properties into the market at market rent. That's all we're asking. Okay. It's not the thing that the properties are going to increase.
Come back on that and address that point, please.
Just, first of all, there is no control on market rents currently. A new property that is newly built can charge whatever they want, and that is part of the problem. And see, Pat's wrong here. The only supply of new housing that's been built, for example, in the Dublin region is rental properties, private rental properties. We know that. It's all these build-to-rent, as I call them, build-to-rob apartments, and they're charging astronomical rents. And actually what the central bank research has shown is that this new supply has increased rents, because it's overall led to market rents increasing. The solution is not to get rid of our rent, the minimal rent controls we have, which are providing some sort of control on existing rents, but it's actually to supply public, social and affordable housing that will provide a counterbalance to
the
private rental market.
Would say that they are slowly trying to move in that direction, and that's what's happening. What about the fact that
slowly being the word?
Well, yes. But what about the fact that we are hearing, certainly anecdotally, that small landlords, who do remain still the majority of landlords in this country. They're not the big institutional ones. They're actually still the minority. Small landlords are leaving the market, and supply is constricting because small landlords feel that it is a cold house for them and a difficult way for them to actually get any kind of return on their investment.
Yeah, and this is an issue and it has to be addressed, and the government hasn't addressed it properly. In my own view, I think that if a landlord feels that it's not viable for them to be in the market, the state should buy that home and use it as a social home or affordable home. So no landlord is forced to stay in the market if they don't want to be there. What we shouldn't be doing is saying that tenants have to suffer through being able to be evicted quite easily, their lack of tenant protections, or this constant rise in rents, which is squeezing them and squeezing them. And it's really important to say part of the reason why people can't afford to buy a home now is because they can't save, because all their money is going on rent. So this has a wider knock-on effect as well in terms of people being able to buy a home, social cohesion. We cannot look at this in just a narrow frame of what will make money for landlords. We need to look at what is happening to our society. And it is being broken for younger people.
Okay, let me bring Pat back in. Pat, what should happen is that we continue with these rent controls, but if landlords aren't happy with the terms and conditions of the rental market, the state should step in, buy those properties, and Bob's your uncle.
Listen, we've been hearing this, Ciara, for years, so we have at the moment. And lots of these properties, when they come on the market and the state are offered to buy them, they won't buy them at the market value of the property. And the reason they won't buy them at the market value of the property is because the rent on the property is so low that it actually has halved or maybe even 60% of the property value. That's all they're prepared to pay for it. And that is what's happening on the ground. And Rory needs to get out there and see what's actually happening. Now, the rent at the moment, if you take, Rory is speaking about the rents at the top of the market, and that's fair enough. The rents at the top of the market, there is a definition for market rent, actually, and the government could actually put this into place if they wanted to. Either of the valuation standards in Ireland at the moment has that value there, and it's actually written in the RTB as to what market rent actually is. So that there's no point in saying that there's no such thing as market rent. Of course there is, if the RTB or the government want to make sure that it's stuck to. But if you take a landlord at the bottom of the market at the moment, you take somebody, and I have many of these that our members are telling me about, you take somebody that's earning 1,000, I have one particular one, 1,036 euros for their apartment. The value of that apartment to rent in the marketplace is 2,100. They're paying 1,500 euros a month for interest on that apartment, plus management fees and plus all of the rest of the things that goes with it.
We get texts in from landlords. Laurie, I'm going to leave you with the last word because I gave Pat the first word. Things like he's just described, you get 1,300 or you know, something like that for an apartment, but you're actually paying 1,500 in your mortgage, etc., plus management fees, etc., etc. Is our system just broken?
It is, absolutely. And the rental system is broken, in particular for tenants. And I will agree that it is broken for some landlords. And as I said, the solution is not to try and break more tenants so that it's viable for landlords, the small amount of landlords who say it's not viable. I think we have to support them to exit the market. That's what we have to do.
Look,
and we need to build public housing, and we need to ensure tenants can actually afford. Rents are affordable.
We will leave it there. I'd love to know what you guys all think about all of that out there this morning on all of that. But that is Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, and Rory Hearn, lecturer in social policy at Maynooth and Social Democrat candidate for Europe.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.